Your reaction to tonight's County Antrim Shield win here in Ballyclare, David?
The most important thing for me tonight is we're 3 under in a crown. It was by no means anywhere near the standard or the level that we expect, I expect as a manager and the supporters expect, but we got through. We scored two early goals, and then we stopped playing for whatever reason or started complicating our game. It's a tight little pitch, it's a difficult pitch to play on, but thankfully we held firm in the second half. We were under pressure, give Ballyclare a wee bit of credit, but thankfully we got two late goals which sort of sealed the win.
A few tidy finishes by Kirk Miller, wasn't it?
Yeah, again, Kirk had an opportunity tonight. I took the chance to sort of rest five or six of the players tonight, so I thought at one stage it was going to backfire, but again, I probably got a lot more answers from questions tonight about players, whether they're ready or not to step up, and so it's down to the players who got an opportunity or keep getting opportunities to make my life hard. And, to be honest, I'm being honest, some of them didn't do that tonight.
As you said, the important thing is to get in the next round as the holders, so, keeps things going, doesn't it?
It does, and again, it gives us another opportunity. I want to remain in competitions because, again, I felt the competition last year kick-started what ended a fantastic season. So, hopefully, again, we'll say we're through. I'm sure we'll play better. And so that's the important thing.
And game time for everybody in the squad, really, over Saturday's game and today, isn't it?
Yeah, again, we go into an important game Friday night, so that's sometimes it's a risk when you take a lot of the players, down the spine of the team, out of the team tonight, but you always hope for headaches come Friday night, and as I said before, some of them didn't quite give me too much to think about.
Disappointing having got that good start at 2-0, that we didn't really kick on beyond that, isn't it?
Yeah, it was similar to, we played Spartans in Edinburgh a few weeks ago, and We got the goals and sort of took the foot off the gas. And it's again, we had numerous chances on Saturday. I don't want to be that team or these players that keep letting other teams stay in games. So we have to be a wee bit more ruthless and clinical in front of the goals when we get the opportunity. And I say the important thing is we're through tonight, and we'll see who we get in the next round.
So it's the first of six away games in a row. So Warren Point and Friday night will be tough. We've had a few late scores down in Warren Point in recent years, haven't we?
Yeah, a game that we should look forward to. We're in good form. So it'll be a difficult game. I was down there for my first competitive game as Linfield manager. So a fond memory's going down. We won the game. So hopefully we can come away on Friday night with a vital 3 points and keep carrying on.
Good to see a good crowd here tonight again, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, brilliant. And the crowd were again on a Tuesday night with the amount of away games that they still want to come and watch these players, and that's something that I relay back to the players that these supporters are here wanting to see the best, and I don't think some of them were at their best tonight. So some supporters might go home disappointed, but say it's a great expense, and I want to. As manager, you want to put on a bit of a show and make it worth your while.
Job done, into the next round, and see you again on Friday night.
Yep, cheers, Andy.